This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We've been talking all this week about some of the stories Jesus told, called parables, that each one has a powerful life lesson. And it's been really challenging this week to look at these life lessons from Jesus, but so enriching as well. And that's what God wants to do in your life with His Word, the Bible. That's why it's so important to set aside a little time every day to just read the Bible and say to God, I'm listening. What do you want to say to me personally through this passage of Scripture that I'm reading? The Bible's so practical. It's not this weird, airy-fairy theology. It is really talking about life issues. And if you begin to put it in your heart and mind, you'll find God changing your life as a result. Well, what parable are we going to look at today? I want to take you to Luke chapter 12, and starting in verse 13, this is called the parable of the rich fool. It starts off like this. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness," that is, wanting what someone else has. "For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Let me read that again. "One's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'Oh, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I'll do this. I'll tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' And Jesus then comments, 'So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Well, there's a lot in there, isn't there? Think about Jesus' final statement. "So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Really, Jesus is saying, you have a choice in life, right? Choose. You can either lay up treasure for yourself, material possessions and treasure here on earth, or you can be rich toward God. You choose. Well, that's difficult for us, isn't it? And even the idea seems strange. What is Jesus saying? You cannot be a godly person and have a lot of money or a lot of wealth? No, he's not saying that. But he's saying, what do you treasure the most? Remember, he said in another place, where a man's treasure is, there his heart will be also. Well, what do you treasure the most? Here's this man, his whole life is focused on getting all this stuff for himself, having the most wealth stored up possible. And for us in our society, well, that just sounds like, well, isn't that what everybody would be doing? And Jesus says, I want you to live counterculturally. It's not the most important thing in your life, how many possessions you have, how much money you have, what you've planned for the future. The most important thing in your life is the things that matter to God. Does money matter to God? No, he's going to pave the streets of heaven with gold, okay? It's not what matters to him. What matters to him is, are you honoring him with your life? Are you living for the things that matter to him? Are you even using your money for the things that matter to God? People encountering God? Are you focused on things that are going to support ministry into the lives of people? Spiritual ministry. Which do you choose? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.